It's Fred Nats on Deck, Thursday night at Delmarva. Eric Bach hanging out with Luke Dickerson, who debuted with the Fred Nats yesterday to the tune of three hits, a walk, and a lot of loud contact in his professional debut in full season ball. And Luke, you got to just be feeling great waking up today after a professional debut like that.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a lot of fun. First time being in Low A, playing with these guys and stuff. So just to be out here and be playing was a great time.
Can you describe what your first professional spring training was like into extended, into the complex league? I mean, it's a progression that for a lot of young guys like you, you haven't experienced anything like that before.
Yeah. I mean, it was a lot of fun, a lot of hard work, some long days, and, you know, it was a grind, but you're just trying to enjoy it all. It was nice to meet, you know, a lot of guys in the system and get to know them and how they go about things and just be around those guys and learn, and it was really cool.
Did it have any different of a feeling when you stepped into that batter's box here for the first time yesterday, knowing like this is for real?
Yeah, for sure. You know, there's a crowd behind me. Obviously it wasn't the home crowd, but you know, just a little, some energy, and you know, playing with these guys, it was definitely some good feelings going into it, that I wanted to perform and go out there and give these guys my all to put together a win.
That first double, got an off-speed pitch and crushed it. What was the feeling going through your veins when you slid into second base?
Oh, man, it was electric. Just looking back and seeing the bench going crazy, you know, the bullpen, they're all rooting for me and everything. So just to get the first hit out of the way and just keep it rolling was no feeling like it.
What's your initial impression of this clubhouse? You've only been here for a few days, got to Fredericksburg at the end of the weekend and made the trip here. Early impressions of the clubhouse and the vibe of the guys?
Yeah, they're awesome. I mean, they go to work every single day. They want to be here. They all, you know, want to win, and that's what they're working towards.
Guys and myself were joking that you are like a little bit of a mini Jackson Ross. You guys, if you stand next to each other, kind of look similar. Jackson said that he just kind of considers himself a little bit of a mentor to you starting off here, given that you play similar positions, you kind of have the same physique and all that. Can you talk about that relationship?
Yeah, that was funny. Some of the guys yesterday were like, I didn't know Jackson Ross was hitting in the two spot and three spot yesterday. Like, so getting that, they're all like, man, you guys look similar. I mean, it's cool. He's a great guy, good guy to look up to. I mean, he's mashing right now. He's doing great. So, you know, if I could do what he's doing, that'd be awesome.
And for you, last year was, I mean, you were in high school baseball at this time last year before the draft last July, but you were a little bit late to that high school baseball season because you had a hockey season to finish up. Can you talk about that and how you were able to win not only the hockey state championship, but the baseball one as well? I mean, that's a lot of winning, dude.
Yeah, so there wasn't too much time in between, but it was definitely worth it. Those hockey guys were great as well. Just being able to finish out my senior year with a state championship was a feeling like no other, playing in Prudential Center where the Devils play, and then carrying that over into baseball, just the energy and, you know, knowing what it takes to get there and play at that level and, you know, just go out there and win a baseball state championship as well.
What was the reaction on draft day when you found out that it was going to be the Nationals taking you at 44 overall?
I was super excited, you know, just to get the opportunity and be with this ball club and, you know, the history they have with just developing young guys like me. I think I'm in a great spot here. I'm super excited.
Who are some guys in the organization that maybe kind of took you under their wing in spring training especially?
You know, it's like Seaver. Seaver was a big help, another draft guy with me. So he was working with me at shortstop a lot, pretty much all spring training. And just a lot of the guys that I've been around here as well, just tell me little things just to keep my mind right, and you know, staying in the game has been a huge help.
For Nationals fans and Fred Nats fans that haven't seen you play before, what's the scouting report on Luke Dickerson? What are we going to get when we see him between the lines?
I mean, yeah, I'm just trying to go out there, play my best, go out there, give you guys a show, you know, try and hit some balls hard, run the bases well, run fast, and make the game exciting.
When it's all said and done, wherever, if it's Fredericksburg, Wilmington, or elsewhere at the end of 2025, health is a given. We obviously want you to stay healthy. What are some goals that you have?
Yeah, I mean, I just want to continue to keep growing, getting better each and every day, learning as much as I can, and, you know, just taking it day by day of just improving and continuing to do my thing.
Luke Dickerson on Fred Nats on Deck. 7:05 first pitch tonight on the Eastern Shore. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.